Stage 2 GFW Mobile.
K9PRK Mobile.
K88UGB, also mobile.
Oh, how are you this morning? I tried getting on the N9 repeater, but apparently it's, something's down with it. I can't get my All-Star link to hook up to it. I'm on the All-Star node, and if it's not cooperating, then that could be part of the problem there, too.
That pretty much has full scale of the repeater. Yeah, so the wind is wicked, that's for sure. Making one last pass, not a big match, but 5-9, but I don't think you can get it to, I don't think I can secure it where it would stay. Tap out, it's gone, and, well, at least the dumpsters have been retrieved. That, the dumpsters were probably 20, 30 yards from the road. Well, I'm not sure if you're, still there, but it was just, enjoy your day. Keep your head down. K-8-TV.
I heard most of that part, Yeah, no keeping my head down. I'm at work. I'm in the concrete mixer. I was delivering concrete today, playing in the wind. W9PRK. W9PRK.
K9PWX. W9DLP Mobile. Maybe
C9TW.
Good evening, Kurt, and everyone else out there. Well, don't have a whole lot to kick around. And just another friendly reminder, we got a Christmas party coming up in December in place of our regular meeting. And let's see, what else do I have going on? Besides enjoying all the wind and so forth here, I don't just wish everyone a happy and a safe Thanksgiving. I hope everyone's antennas stay intact. Just watching a little stuff swinging. Swinging in the breeze, and of all things, I had a plastic chair, like lawn furniture, that I thought was put in an okay position in the yard. My wife found it earlier today in the tree, and it's missing a leg. Well, that thing is probably 20 years old. So we've got some kind of gust today, to simply put it. Mother Nature cleaned up my yard, and it pushed everything towards the fence, so I got a lot more leaves. But anyway, I meant most of that for the useless information section, but I do wish everybody all the best for these holidays, and I haven't asked the weather girl what she thinks is going to happen the next couple of days, snow or whatever, so I guess she wants to keep me in suspenders on that one. Back to you there, Kurt. This is KD9BGC.
All right, John. Keep you in your suspenders. That's a good one. But it's definitely windy out there, that's for sure. All the leaves, any leaves that were left should be gone now. So that's okay with me, because they should be blown out of my yard and into somebody else's. All right, John, we'll check back with you in a little bit for useless information. Look forward to that. And thank you for the reminder of the Christmas party. And now we'll move on to see if there's any other current club officers. Current club officers, please call now. Okay, hearing nothing, I will now ask for mobile or short time stations. Mobile or short time stations, please call now.
KD9HAY,
KC0FNE,
short time.
Okay, acknowledging KD9HAY and KC0FNE. KD9HAY, Hayden, do you have anything for the net?
KD9HAY, no, I don't think I have anything too terribly important. Going to try not blow away tonight. I know it was a little rough last night, and the winds are a little bit forced today. Interesting fact, I don't know if anybody else thought, but the peak wave height on Lake Michigan with this wind, they recorded a wave that was 39 foot. So that's kind of scary up there. But other than that, thanks for taking the net tonight, Kurt, and back to you, KD9HAY.
Okay, Hayden, 39 feet. Wow. Where do you get that information from?
I think it was one of the National Weather Service's Facebook pages.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to look for that. Yeah, you be careful out there with that big truck. I know my dad's told me many a times he's seen, in his case, driving during the day. He's seen daylight under his trailer tires before because of the wind just about pushing it over. So definitely be careful with that, and look out for any warnings that might be out there warning big vehicles like the ones you're driving there. So take her easy and get home safe. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have KC0FNE, Mike. First short time that I recall, so go ahead, Mike.
KC0FNE, yeah, short time tonight. Trying to get things ready for tomorrow. Anyways, wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Make sure your turkey's cooked good and the rest of your food is cooked good and kept cold until you're ready to eat it. Other than that, that's all I've got. Make sure everything's tightened down tight tonight and tomorrow. talk to you all later, hopefully. KC0FNE.
Okay, Mike, yeah, I'm sure you're not the only one tonight. This might be a quick net, you never know. Everybody's probably busy getting ready for tomorrow. My granddaughter's in the other room, so she doesn't know what to do when Papa's on the radio. I gotta close the door, that way she doesn't interfere too awful much. But, yep, gonna be a busy day for everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well, and happy Thanksgiving to you too, Hayden and John. And everybody else on the net. But, Mike, have a good one. Enjoy your day tomorrow and eat lots of food. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Okay. Any other mobile or short time stations, please call now. Okay, hearing nothing further on mobile or short time stations, I will now do the ham.live list. And first on the list is N9ROM. Bob, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt, and everybody else out there. Happy upcoming Thanksgiving to everybody. And other than what's been talked about, the weather and the wind and stuff, nothing else new going on at this end.
Everybody, and I'll hand it back over to you, Kurt. 73 is at 9ROM. Okay, Bob. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. And yeah, I think the wind's affecting the repeater a little bit. I hear a little bit of static on everybody's signal every so often. So probably moving that antenna around pretty good. But yeah, everybody be safe out there. I just got my Generac installed last weekend. I'm really hoping not to test it out already, so other than what I tested it on Sunday. But rather not run it if I don't need to. So thanks for checking in, Bob. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have KD9BYT. Rob, do you have anything for the next?
Hey, good evening, Kurt. Everybody else? No, nothing special for the net, other than, again, to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and be careful on the holiday times here. And I'm looking out the windows and the light and seeing all those leaves filling those spaces that I cleared. So I'm not too happy with that wind. But other than that, K9PYT, back to the net.
Okay, Rob, yeah, that's the downfall, especially if you're getting it from your neighbor's house. Hopefully there'll be enough wind to blow them out of your yard and into your neighbor's yard or something, that way, unless you got it cleaned up. So, Rob, thank you for checking in. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Have a good evening and a good rest of your week. Okay, that completes the ham.live list as I have it currently. We will now open it up for general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
AV9TBR.
All right, acknowledging KD9PBR. Steve, do you have anything for the net?
No, just wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving. So I guess that is something. So anyways, everyone have a great Thanksgiving out there. And hope
to
run into everyone at some point here.
Okay, Steve, yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Happy Thanksgiving to the pup in the background there. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks for checking in. And just for anybody that is typically listening on the South Bend 220 repeater, I tried connecting via All-Star, and for some reason it will not connect. So I think Mike is having a problem with his All-Star connection. So any other general check-ins, anybody anywhere, please call now.
Kilo Echo, Jim in the park.
Okay, Jim, you cut out a little bit there, KI90. Jim, do you have anything for the net?
89HT, Jason, North Liberty.
Good evening, Kurt, to everyone on the net. I just want to say happy Thanksgiving and have a safe holiday. And back to you, Kurt, P.I.N.
Okay, Ken, happy Thanksgiving to you as well, and thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and rest of your week. I did hear the North Liberty Station, Jason. I believe your call sign has changed, and I did not catch the very part of first part of it. So can you repeat your call sign, please?
Sure. Call sign is Alpha Delta Niner Hotel Tango.
Okay, Jason, that's the new extra call sign, 89HT. There's almost HO there. Just missed it. But, Jason, do you have anything for the net?
Well, not a whole lot. Happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully everybody's staying warm. A little breezy outside. Just playing a little radio here in the shack. In fact, I'm working on a homemade window pass-through. I got to move my station, and I'm going to run coax through the window. I didn't want to spend the $200 DX Engineering wanted for their pre-made one, so I figured I'd see what I can come up with. Got a coat of paint on her, and waiting for her to dry to put a second coat on. Going pretty good there. That's all I got. Hope everybody is thankful for something. I know I am. And enjoy the holiday. This is AD9HT. Back to you, net control.
Okay, Jason. Well, good luck with that little project you got going there. Hopefully it works out well for you. I personally just drilled a hole in the side of my house, but that's not for everybody for sure. Totally understand that. Drilling holes in your cars. I've never crossed that bridge, so I'll go with the clip mounts and things and before I drill any holes, but totally understand that. Let us know how that project works out for you when you get it completed there, and yes, I'm pretty thankful for things as well. I had a CT scan. For those that didn't know, I was diagnosed with cancer last year, but got it all cut out. All good, and got another scan. Turns out I was supposed to have one after 6 months after, but they didn't do it right. But everything's clear, so we're still good. A year later, we're still good. So, and I can't even remember. I think I missed Thanksgiving last year because of that. I don't remember now. I don't even remember Thanksgiving. That's pretty sad. But Jason, thank you for checking in, and have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Are there any other general check-ins? This is a C9HO net control. Please call now.
N9OKA.
All right, N9OKA. We got you got us in the double digits there. So, Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Not really. Just been thinking lately about my call sign. It's an antique, the only one I've ever had, and I know people are upgrading and getting new call signs and whatnot. I don't know if I'd want one or not. Even though this one's an antique, I like it, but with all that's going on in the world, that's all I got to think about, huh? N9OK, back to net control. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there.
Okay, Mike, yep, don't blame you for keeping that. I had an N9 call in the beginning, and then I upgraded to extra and got my new call. But I used to be November 9 Zulu, November Juliet, and I wanted something a little bit different. And what I got, I'm actually quite happy with. So especially if I decide to do CW, it'd be a little bit easier to do AC9HO versus N9ZNJ. So, and the Z was just kind of hard to say all the time. So that was my excuses. So made a lot of contacts with that old call sign. Not too many N9s left anymore, so might as well keep her going. Mike, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a happy Thanksgiving, and have a good evening and good rest of your week. We'll do one more call before your information part of the net for general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, please call now. Okay, as expected, I figured we would have less check-ins. Oh, Bob has some general info. Go ahead, Bob, N9ROM. This is AC9HO Net Control.
N9ROM here. Well, I don't mean to jump on anybody that's going to check in, but a couple things. First thing, just something simple there with Mike calling the N9OKA. Obviously, I'm N9ROM, but Mike, it kind of has a little bit of a Canadian twist to it, you know, OKA. So I just had to say a little bit of humor. Anyhow, I was going to ask you, Kurt, with regards to that radio stand. You mentioned it improved better, so I did some research with regards to the angle of incidence on incoming versus the angle of reflectance on the RF waves output. So the stand you got now is roughly about 74 degrees. So after looking up some things, and of course this all depends on where you locate it, the makeup of the table, the sub. Okay, back here. It makes up about the table of substance as far as if you've got a metal table, what the composition of the material is. And a lot of this is when I used to work in the Navy on guidance systems. On our parabolic dishes, obviously when we had to paint them with special reflectance paint. So that started getting me thinking about possibly changing some of the material I use when I'm making this with the 3D printer. I do have some stuff that has a bronze doping in it. But anyhow, that leaves more room for curiosity. I know JP out there, I know he was going to do some experimentation. Maybe he can make some comments. But anyhow, back to your question, Kurt. I did make one with your call. So hopefully you won't change your call again. Hi. But that's all I have for it. Okay, N9ROM.
Got a little chuckle out of that one. No, I actually was thinking about it, a month or two ago, trying like a 2x1 or 1x2, whatever I could find. But I don't know. This call sign has grown on me. And like I said, for CW, it's not too bad. You could definitely have worse. But yeah, and for anybody that doesn't know, Bob has recently got into making little stands for your HT, and I made the comment that it seems like it receives better on that stand than it did just sitting on the table, and sounds like you got a little confirmation from that, so that the angle is assisting on the receive, so kind of makes sense, and now I have one with my call sign. Can't wait to see it, so hopefully you plan on being at the Christmas party, Bob?
Yeah, I'll be there and stuff. Yeah, this angle now is 66 degrees roughly, so that should improve it a little bit more. But, yeah, I made one for yours and for the other club officers. So, obviously, it's not too hard to make them. It takes about 45 minutes. But anyhow, it definitely makes it a lot handier, and the sound projection from the speaker, unless you're using a remote mic with it. But I even noticed, too, the sound projection. And when I'm not talking, sounds even better, too. So, I don't know, maybe it's just my ears.
No, you know, I never thought about that, but I kind of agree. I can hear that one almost better than my ICOM 705, and they're sitting right next to each other. So, and it's at a pretty low volume. So, yeah, I think you're onto something there as well. So, no, I intend to pay for the that one there. You already gave me one free one. I don't, I will pay for this one. Much appreciated. So if anybody's interested, I don't know if I should announce that, Bob, but going to anyway. If anybody's interested in HT stand, get a hold of Bob at 9ROM. Do you want to put any email out there or anything, Bob, or you just want to kind of keep it a little bit harder to get a hold of you? Don't want to get flooded, you know.
Well, I could at the Christmas meeting talk a little bit about it and stuff like that, and then we could go from there, because I know I'll be busy and everybody else will be busy, but at the Christmas meeting I could talk about it and any future meetings and stuff like that.
Okay, very good. Something you should consider with the Hamfest coming up, maybe when you have time, if you have time, because we know how life is. Make a bunch of them for that Hamfest of multiple, whatever colors you got. So, of course, that's a pretty big expense up front. So, that's up to you, as expected. So, we appreciate it, Bob. We appreciate all you do. And I look forward to seeing that at the Christmas party. So, thank you for that information. All right, I will do another call for general check-ins. I was going to get started with the information, but maybe people have tuned in already. So, this is AC9HO Net Control. Anybody anywhere, please call now.
10-9-Y-O-U.
There's the one I made the announcement for. I'm not sure if you heard, Brian. I tried connecting to Mike's 220, and it's rejecting my connection, so I'm guessing he has something going on his end. Do you have anything for the net?
The net's probably not good performance, but I think that's the time off.
Information, but it's very, very close. So I think the to that one on the ham.live. So. And we have a new ham.live that I know will answer, KE9ALK, Thomas. Do you have anything for the net?
Greetings, everyone. Nope, not anything for tonight. Just been working at the computer all day today and still working on that Yagi directional antenna. I got some more parts and hope to start building it soon. And that's about it. Hope everyone has a good turkey day, and thanks for doing that. And I'll be listening to KU9ALK.
Okay, Thomas. Yeah, I work in front of a computer quite a bit, too. At least my job gets me out of the chair every so often throughout the day, and plus I also I actually have a computer that I do emails and stuff like that with, and another computer where I actually write programs for the CMM machine, the computer measuring machine, and I spent almost 2 days in front of that one this week, so writing a pretty extensive program, but so I know the feeling of screen time. So, well, thanks for taking some time away from the screen and checking in tonight. Have a happy Thanksgiving and have a good weekend or good evening and a good rest of your week. I lost my little thing there. All right, Thomas, have a good one. Anybody else? General check-ins, anybody anywhere, please call now.
KX9RLC, Ryan.
KX9RLC, Ryan. Do you have anything for the net?
No, nothing for the net. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, very good. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. And enjoy Turkey Day. Enjoy whatever festivities you have going on. And thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, we'll go ahead and get into the information part of the net. I will be asking for more check-ins later, so don't fret. If you haven't checked in yet, we'll get you. But I'll let the repeater drop. We'll get started with the information part of the net. This is AC9HO Net Control. Area nets. First net is Area District 1, serving Lake, Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, and Newton counties. The Aries District 1 net is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the N9IAA repeater with a frequency of 146.685 and a PL tone of 173.8. There is also a net for GMRS license stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on the Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700 positive offset and a 141.3 PL tone. And don't forget the Aries Information Net every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Time on the K9JSI repeater with a negative offset and a 131.8 PL tone. I am very guilty of missing that one because I keep falling asleep. 3 weeks in a row I fell asleep on a Thursday, so it doesn't make sense. Getting old sucks, I guess. And don't forget the important LaPorte County Early Warning Siren Testing Net coming up very soon. The first Saturday of every month on this frequency, 146.970 W9LY, beginning at 11 a.m. Please check in with Net Control Operator 30 minutes prior for updated location requirements. The next siren testing will be December 6th. Hope I didn't make too much noise while I was reading that, because I had a itch in my ear, and I had to move the headset. Michiana Amateur Radio Club, or MARC, holds a weekly on-the-air net on the K9DEW repeater, 147.330 positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. The net provides a weekly opportunity for club contact. There's no better way to hone your listening and operating skills than to take part in the MARC Wednesday night net. It is every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern on the K9DEW repeater 147.330. If the K9DEW repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9AGX repeater 147.390. Positive offset 131.8 PLTO. Then we have the Fulton County Skywarn net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central Time on the K9RCR repeater. Frequency is 442.700. Positive offset 131.8 PLTO. White County Amateur Radio Society Wednesday Night Net every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on KC9PQA repeater 147.255. Positive offset 131.8 PLTO. Frequency Coordination Net every Friday starts at 7:30 p.m. Central on the GMRS Alpha 1 repeater 462.700. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net, this net, every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on this repeater 146.970. This net will be an information net and everybody is welcome to participate. Club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. Central Time. The address is 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte. The next official club meeting will be January 12th. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend the meetings, though, you're encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We have had solar demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operation demonstrations and guest speakers from time to time. At the September meeting, as an example, Rachel Cobb from the National Weather Service came to talk about weather emergencies and how ham radio plays a part in that. And you heard it right. The next official club meeting is not scrolling. The next official club meeting date correctly, it is January 12th. But we are having a Christmas party on December 20th in place of the December meeting. And that starts at 5:30 Central Time at the same location, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte. Everyone is invited, and if you could, bring a dish of your choosing, and maybe some drinks if you want your own drinks. Water will be provided by the club, and chicken will be provided by the club. So whatever dish you choose to bring, we'll eat it. I can almost guarantee you that, unless it's green bean casserole. I think that food is from the devil. I'm not a fan. We would also like to announce that membership dues can now be paid online for 2026 via the website. Just go to lpcarc.org, and on the left side of the homepage, click Club Membership. Then when the next page appears, you can click the Pay Online and fill out all the fields on the next page. All fields must be filled in for the transaction to work properly. And it is through PNC Bank, so it is secure. And then there's another button just above that that says Membership Form. If you click that and fill that out, at the very least, put your email address. If for some reason that doesn't work or you don't prefer to do it that way, just click the membership. I believe there's a membership email button just above that. And it should, give me the information, and it should send it directly to me. If not me, then definitely Rich or somebody. It should go to somebody, let's just say that. So, yeah. We like to get everybody's email if we can at least get that much. Come to our club breakfast, 8 a.m. the first Saturday of the month at the Sugar Bowl Restaurant, 402 West US 20, Michigan City. Another club breakfast every Thursday, 8 a.m. at Mama T's Diner, 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte. And don't forget, Michigan City EMA is accepting applications. Just go to the police station lobby in Michigan City, fill out your application there or at home, and then return it. Attention to Captain Jesse. Again, Michigan City EMA accepting applications at the Michigan City Police Station lobby. And if you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators or looking to learn more about radio and or POTA, go to the Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting. And there may be some Saturdays coming up where they're not going to make it. So you can just play radio or hang out. Whatever you choose to do starts between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Goes until about 2 or 3 Eastern Time, again, depending on the weather. For more information, contact somebody within that group on the 147.330-K9DEW repeater. So you can find out all the details of whether or not or when they're going to be there. Okay, I seem to be almost losing my voice again, so that's already happened once this week. So I will now see if John is ready, get my voice to rest for a minute. KA9PGC, John, it's your turn, sir, if you are ready. This is AC9HO Net Control. Go ahead, John.
Thank you, Chuck. This is KA9PGC. And for your announcement earlier about the cancer and all that, I don't know if that the tradition qualifies as good, you know, for you to ring the bell. And that being the case, just run it for you. Anyhow, jury's still out on my scenario there, so, but I'm prepared to ring the bell when my day comes. And 6 months from now, I'll be tested again, and we'll see what happens. But no news is good news, I say. But anyhow, that's where we're at on that. Was going to also make a comment on that holder that Bob made. I tried to repurpose it a little bit, and I was tweaking it. I do admit I got somewhere with that. But then I installed it on the bicycle, and worked great on the way out to Crown Point on Sunday's ride. Coming back, forget it. You know. So I got to go back to the drawing board on it, but there's a lot of things to be said about that thing, you know. And I haven't totally analyzed that plastic yet to fully understand what Bob's doing there. But being the mad scientist that he is, and a little bit soft-spoken on the subject there, he's onto something, you know. And if that holder can put up with the duty cycle of my mouth, we got a winning product right there, you know. I think he's just testing waters right now, and that's he's probably got version 3 all ready to be cranked out. But we'll look at one for one moment here. Got to make sure I still have the repeater. That sounds good. That sounds good. I still have it. And under, I got plenty of useless information, as always, in that, but I got to do a reminder. Reminder of probably one of my favorite traditions for Thanksgiving. Well, one is listening to Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant Massacre, which is about 18 minutes. And last year, I know I told a good story about how that was overplayed in the Chicago market, radio market there, for quite a few years, and got to the point that people were tired of it, like what happened to It's a Wonderful Life, where the best advertisement for that movie one particular year is the Chicago market said, we're only playing it once. Well, anyway, we come to the WKRP Great Turkey Giveaway from that TV show. That TV show, most of those episodes, if not all of them, were based on something that actually happened. Okay? And the Great Turkey Giveaway is really really close to what actually happened. And actually, it was a stunt. Actual Turkey Giveaway was a stunt in the 60s from KBOX, Dallas, Texas. And the marketing guy was Jerry Boom, I believe. And instead of having a helicopter and throwing turkeys out into a shopping center parking lot, these guys did it with a pickup truck and throwing turkeys out. And that was a mess, obviously. But out of that series, and it's resonated quite a bit in the TV version of that, Arthur Carlson goes, as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. And if you didn't really know it, they are very accomplished flyers. Their ceiling altitude is probably about 10 feet. But I on my bicycle rides, I've seen these things just fly over fences, go straight up into a tree. I'm not making this up. You know, but those are wild turkeys. Okay. So we got all that. And for next week, I'll tease y'all with a little bit of a history and how the Allen wrench was invented. It goes back to 1910. Anyway, back to you there, Kurt. This is KE9PGC.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, that show brings back a few memories. I didn't watch too much of it. My parents watched it, but I seen a few episodes. I did not see that one, though. But thank you for that. Thank you for the useless information. And I look forward to seeing what you and Bob create. Because I think between the two of you, you never know what's going to come out of that 3D printer. So call him a mad scientist. That is definitely calling the kettle black. So. All right, John, thanks again for that. Look forward to that every week. And hopefully you get good news here soon, that's for sure. But, all right, I'm going to let the repeater drop, and then we're going to get started with weather at a glance. This is AC9HO Net Control. Oh, boy, I looked at the pictures, and it's all snowflakes. That's not good. Tonight, scattered showers, mainly after 9 p.m., cloudy with a low around 28, breezy, with a west wind 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts as high as 45 miles an hour. That doesn't sound like breezy to me. Chance of precipitation is 30%. And tomorrow, Thanksgiving, a 30% chance of snow showers, mainly between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 33, west wind 15 to 20, gusts as high as 30. Thursday night, a 50% chance of snow showers, cloudy with a low around 25, northwest wind around 15, gusts as high as 25. Friday, isolated snow showers before noon, partly sunny with a high near 30, northwest wind 5 to 15, and gusts as high as 20. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 20, calm wind becoming south after 5. Calm wind becoming south around 5 miles per hour after midnight. Saturday, snow. The snow could be heavy at times. High near 31. Chance of precipitation is 90%. New snow accumulations of 3 to 7 inches possible. Saturday night, snow before midnight, then rain and snow around low around 28. Chance of precipitation is 100%. Sunday, chance of rain and snow before noon. Chance of snow, mostly cloudy, with a high near 33. Chance of precipitation is 50%. Sunday, 20% chance of snow, mostly cloudy, with low around 17. And Monday, to start your week, a 20% chance of snow after noon. Partly sunny, with a high near 25. There's a lot of four-letter words in that weather at a glance, that's for sure. All right, as promised, we're back at check-ins. Anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
Okay, A9TLC Mobile, Mobile, Indiana.
N9OKA, comment.
Okay, we got K9TOC and then 9OK with a comment. KA9TOC, Jeff, you're a little bit noisy in the repeater, but we got you. Do you have anything for the net tonight? Uh-oh, maybe he didn't hear us, or maybe he's talking right now and just not getting into the repeater. KA9TOC, Jeff, do you have anything for the net tonight?
Listening to the repeater.
Okay, yeah, we only caught part of that. I heard you say listening to the repeater, so I'm guessing you don't have anything for the net tonight.
Negative.
Okay, Jeff, well, thank you for checking in over there, and I think you said Osceola or thereabouts, thank you for checking in. Drive careful on that wind and possibly snow. I can't see out the window right now, but have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and happy Thanksgiving to you. And John, I forgot to say thank you for the bells. that was pretty good. I like that. Thank you very much, John. I don't know what made me think of that now and not when I should have said it, but oh well, that's what happens. All right, general check-ins, anybody anywhere, please call now. Oh, I forgot about Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment there about John's coming up information. He's talking about the Allen wrench. I just want to make sure that he includes Al Gore in the credits there. But, of course, Al invented the Allen wrenches. I'm just not sure if that was before or after he invented the Internet. Maybe John can point that out.
That's good. John, do you have any comeback to that?
Well, the thing is, I'm starting to learn more and more that Al Gore is a time traveler. Okay. So, depending on what point in time he's talking about, he may be accurate to what he's talking about. Anything with the name Allen to it, he's got to have invented it, because he moved in time and he went there. So I'm surprised he hasn't gone on saying that the whole Doctor Who series is based on his real life. And back to you, Kurt.
That's good. Good stuff. All right. Mike, do you have a rebuttal?
No, but I do have a problem here. It seems I've been given the task of spiking the punch at the Christmas party. And I need some ideas on what I should add to the punch. Can anybody out there give me some suggestions?
Sugar.
Ice.
Cherry whiskey.
I'm writing all this down.
Oh, sure. When Brian's mentioning alcohol, he comes in crystal clear.
Yeah, because I'm on high power now instead of low power. And NYOU.
There you are. Much, much, much better.
That kind of helps him when you're pushing about 50 watts instead of 5.
Yes, most definitely, most definitely. All right, any other check-ins, anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control, please call now. Okay, I'm going to open the swap and shop session. Any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale, wanted, loan, borrow, swap and shop is now open, please call now. Okay, swap and shop will remain open for the rest of the net, but we will take general check-ins, anybody anywhere, comments, questions, anything at all, please call now. Okay, we'll keep calling at least one more time, or a couple more times, we'll see how it goes. General check-ins, anybody anywhere, comments, questions, swap and shop, anything at all, please call now. Okay, I think we're going to go ahead and conclude this only because I think my granddaughter's getting ready to leave. So I want to kind of catch her before she goes. But, and if we still have check-ins and stuff coming in, I'd still stay. But since nobody's checking in, we're going to conclude this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators that checked into the net this evening. We had a total of 14 check-ins. I got to take one off because he was at W0 station. So we had 14 on the radio check-ins. I will now return the repeater back to normal general amateur use. This is Kurt, AC9HO, net control clear at 7, might as well say 8 o'clock. It's going to be 8 o'clock in 20 seconds. So 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, 73, and have a good evening. Oh, and a happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. There she is, the woman of my dreams.
That's funny.
I want her.
She might like cherry whiskey.
I thought about saying that. If something does go south, I'll get blamed then, huh?
Yep. She might like cherry whiskey, ice, and sugar.
What a combo.
All right, gentlemen, let me see if I have it. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to jump off here. If my wife goes to sleep, I might get back on here. We'll see. We'll say 73, AC9HO.
All righty, 7-6-9-9-Y-O-U. Happy Thanksgiving.
Doing a much better job there, Brian. Just crank her up there, huh?
Yeah, it's, yep, it gets it helps when you're on high power. Normally I can get in no problem on low power, but, we'll figure with conditions.
Not ideal tonight, huh? Not ideal weather conditions tonight.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah, this weather screwed up my whole day. I planned on spending half of it with my son and my grandson out at the shooting range. But I got pneumonia and I couldn't get out this cold.
I know that feeling. Dad wanted to do the same thing, and he had basically the same thing. He has COPD and all that stuff, and on oxygen 24/7. And he wanted to do that too, go out and do whatever, even just go out, go to dinner. But he had that pneumonia, and he's staying in. So, and I've had it too, but I know what you mean.
I got another doctor appointment Monday morning at 8:30. See what the doctor says about it, but it don't seem to want to go away.
That is odd. Hopefully it'll go away though, but that definitely is odd. So how you been?
Oh, I can't get one mental physical health problem solved before I get another one. That's why I got to see my doctor Monday morning. I got more problems now. But not only that, but I do need, been putting it off. I need to get out in the kitchen and start cooking up a pot of chili. I know it's late, but we eat late over here.
Chili don't sound bad either, but the first part of the net, or somewhat,
the first part of the net. I was in making stuff for tomorrow, like green bean casserole, and did that, and, you know, the those onions and that I'll put on tomorrow, because I'm going to someone's house for that, so, but yeah, wanted to do that, so I didn't have to do it tomorrow, and anything, so I had to do is just go over to the house and put the onions on there, shove it in the oven, and call it a day. But yeah, at least that's one thing I'll have to do tomorrow.
Well, that's good. You got, is that family you're gonna go see?
No. Well, they are kind of family. I've known them for a while. Just going over to their family's house over in Elkhart. So yeah, it'll be a little bit. Hopefully the roads will be, they should be fine tomorrow. Just good friends. So we're having a different Thanksgiving instead of the traditional turkey and that. Just steak and ribs.
Oh boy, that sounds great. Yeah, I mentioned before about the Thanksgivings I grew up having back in the 60s. My uncles were all hunters, and we'd go out on Thanksgiving morning and get rabbit and squirrel, and one uncle would bring venison, another uncle would bring bear. We had it all out there on the table at Thanksgiving dinner, beside turkey and ham.
Wow, that does sound good.
That was a long time ago. They've all long since passed away. But, yeah, that was back in the 60s, early 70s. That kind of shocked me in the end when he got old and passed away. I don't remember him like that.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah, my family has gotten big now. We gotta rent a room to have our Thanksgiving dinner in. There's so many of us, so I gotta go be over here tomorrow at noon. But I'll be glad to see all my family.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's always nice to see family, definitely.
Well, you gotta go back to work yet this week, or are you off now?
No, go back Monday.
That's good. That's good. Get a 4-day weekend. You got any plans?
No, not really. It's, like I said, just going over to a friend's house tomorrow, and other than that, I don't know. I might do stuff around the house and that, which I should be doing anyways, but. But nothing too extravagant or anything, just putzing around here. That's probably about it.
Well, I got to do it whether I like it or not. I got to get out of here and start cooking. Make me a pot of chili. And I've been putting it off most of the day here. So, been good talking to you. I hope you enjoyed Turkey Day tomorrow. And catch you out here next time. N9OKA, I'll be clear.
All right, Mike, you have a good evening and a good turkey day tomorrow. And we'll talk to you later on. And have a good evening. And hope that chili turns out good for you. N9OKA and 9YOU, 73.
Alrighty, I'm back. N9YOU.
Yo.
Yeah, no problem connecting to AC9HO.
Okie dokie, yeah, he was just saying he was having some sort of trouble connecting up to yours.
What, did he call you earlier?
No, he didn't. I was in... Today I can't even talk. I was in the kitchen doing some stuff, and I heard the net, and came in here a little bit later, and he said, he just couldn't, I can't even talk now. I couldn't even connect to it. So, I don't know. If it had a hiccup, and he did it when the hiccup was there.
Last night, immediately after the astronomy net was on, after it disconnected up after 11:30, I tried connecting back to his node, and it would not let me connect.
Uh-oh. Sounds like AI might be getting in there. Hi.
Yeah, something wrong. I've not ever had any trouble with my node, but, you know, that's not to say that there wasn't a problem, but at least at that time I did for sure have a reliable connection, and...
That is really weird.
I'll try to get hold of Kurt.
Alrighty.
I bet he's sleeping.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, from what I can tell, I think he gets to bed pretty early, but then he gets up real early.
Yeah, that's true.
You haven't heard Mike on 220 lately, have you?
No, I haven't.
I'll have to check on him and see if he's okay. I wonder, I hope he didn't have to go back into the hospital.
No, I talked to him tonight after the net. And he's doing all right. He's just got, he's battling pneumonia again.
So that means he's not all right. Yikes.
Yeah. But, so he's just chilling at home.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll let you run, and I will catch up with you later. I'm going to flame out then. And I'm going to head home and go downstairs to the shop and put a microphone back together that I was working on. Okay. Very good. N9YOU, this is WB9YPA Mobile. I am clear. Have a good night, Brian.
All right, Mike. Yeah, you have a good evening, and if I don't talk to you tomorrow, have a happy Thanksgiving, and we will talk to you later on. WB9YPA 9YOU 73.
Thank you, Brian. And likewise. You have a great Thanksgiving tomorrow. Okay. Good night. This is WB9.